AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. A deal over evidence has been announced between the House Judiciary Committee, which is investigating President Trump for possible obstruction of justice, and the Justice Department Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler.
I am pleased that we have reached an agreement to review at least some of the evidence underlying the Mueller report, including interview notes, firsthand accounts of misconduct, and other critical evidence, and that this material will be made available without delay to members of the committee on both sides of the aisle.
The committee held a hearing today with Watergate star witness John Dean. Authorities in New York City have identified the helicopter pilot killed when he crashed into a Manhattan skyscraper. Tim McCormick was flying for a real estate firm. The city's mayor says it was restricted airspace, but the weather was bad.
There is no indication at this time that this was an act of terror, and there is no ongoing threat to New York City.
The skyscraper had to be evacuated. In Los Angeles, a former gynecologist at the University of California has been taken into custody. He's charged with sexually abusing patients. Prosecutors say Dr. James Heaps is charged with sexual activity and sexual exploitation. He had worked on the campus for some 30 years. Former NFL star Kellen Winslow Jr. has been convicted of raping a 58-year-old homeless woman in San Diego County. The jury's still deliberating two other alleged counts against him for attacks on women. Former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz is being airlifted to Boston from the Dominican Republic for medical treatment. He was stabbed at a bar yesterday. Team manager Alex Corda says they sent an air ambulance.
Just pray for him. Keep your positive vibes. This guy is, I always said that he's bigger than life.
Stocks closed higher today. This is AP Radio News. This week marks 25 years since O.J. Simpson's ex-wife and her friend were found stabbed to death in Brentwood, California. The former NFL great became a murder suspect and was later acquitted. AP Special Correspondent Linda Deutsch spoke with Simpson, who says that he's healthy and happy living in Las Vegas.
O.J. Simpson is the most positive person you will ever meet. I think even when he was in prison, he was positive. I talked to him about that, and he just tells me the good things. He said that he is determined that he and his children will live in what he calls a no-negatives zone.
Telling Linda that he does not need to go back and relive what he calls the worst days of our lives. The fate of the Woodstock 50 Anniversary Festival is now in more doubt now that Watkins Glen International announced that it's terminated the site license and that it is not hosting the August event. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.